Hey, everybody, it's John. Sorry I haven't recorded in a while, but I've still got a bit of a cold. It's been kind of a tough week that way. Sleeping in and going to bed early makes it hard to get everything done in a week, but so far I'm surviving. You may detect a few pauses here as I pause the recording to cough or take a sip of coffee to keep my voice going. Voice is a little raw. Anyway, I wanted to just mention a couple of random things today. Over the weekend, I flew to Berkeley, California and back, and every time I open up my iPad Pro, it's the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, every time I open it up on a plane, I'm amazed at how perfect it is for air travel. Seats have gotten so small these days, and tray tables are so close to the seat in front of you that even a 13-inch laptop can sometimes be a little cramped. But the 12.9, and especially if you're using like this smart keyboard like I was, the keyboard's pretty shallow, so even if the person in front of you is leaning way back, there was plenty of room for me to get my work done. And the other thing about it that was really great was that split view came in super handy because I was working on a spreadsheet. On one side, it was a Quip spreadsheet, and on the other, I was looking at reference material for a project that we're doing for Club Mac Stories members that'll be coming out sometime in September. So it was just really nice to be able to go back and forth and back and forth and refer to information and fill out this spreadsheet. But that's the one thing I wanted to mention. The other is I wanted to kind of give a shout out to the GoodNotes app again. We've mentioned this here and there. It's been a favorite, I think, for Club Mac Stories and in some collections. But this is a really great app for note taking. It supports the Apple Pencil, has nice, intuitive, easy to use, features in terms of like the ink and the type of pen and all that stuff. But it's designed around note taking, not around art. So while you can do doodles and whatnot if you want, it's mainly designed to create notebooks and take notes in it. And so the couple of things that I use it for are sometimes at the end of the day, and I'm just tired, I want to jot down some thoughts about things I'm going to work on the next day or projects that I'm working on, I'll just open up my iPad, and sometimes it just feels more natural when I'm in that kind of state of mind to pull out the Apple Pencil and take a few notes. I can always move them somewhere else later on if I want to. But the thing that I use it most for most these days is editing. So if, for instance, Federico were to send me an article that he's working on, and what I'll usually do is he'll send me a markdown file. I'll run it through usually OneWriter because OneWriter does a nice job. You can apply CSS style sheets to it. So I have a one that kind of mimics the look of the Mac Stories site. It probably could use some tweaks to be a little closer to what the site looks like. And the reality is I don't want it to look exactly like the site because what I want is some space in between the lines, some more space between the lines so I can make notes and edits. But so he sends me something. I run it through OneWriter. OneWriter, you can go from the preview mode to exporting a PDF, and I'll send it straight into as a new document into GoodReader. And then once I'm in GoodReader, I just can sit down and read it like I would if I were reading the website, which I think is kind of a nice way to edit because you're seeing it the way, even though the formatting is a little different, see it the way you would see it if you're reading it on the site, and just work through it and take notes in the margin like I'm grading a paper, which I know I heard Federico mention that once on Connected, that he felt like it's a little bit like being back in school when I sent him one of my good notes markups. Anyway, it's a fantastic app, and it has a lot of other features that I haven't mentioned here, like being able to do text in text boxes, add images, all sorts of things. But I primarily use it for handwritten notes, and it has lots of different kind of paper styles you can do, but I usually stick to one or two. Don't get too crazy that way. In any event, I hope everybody's having a good week, and I think Federico gets back in the next day or two, so you'll probably see more of him on the site. And before long, we'll have our Apple event, so it should be a busy September. Really looking forward to it, and we've got some really great stuff coming up for everybody, both on the site and for Club Mac Stories members. Talk to you later.